Every year, millions of dollars worth of trees are stolen from national forests. Timber thieves range from methamphetamine addicts stealing trunkloads of cedar for drug money to corporate operators who illegally move the boundaries on tracts they may legitimately log. The Forest Service says it's hard to protect some 200 million acres from timber theft, whether large or small scale, and it's even more difficult to prosecute, as NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Lumber mills like this one, once common in the Pacific Northwest, are increasingly rare. The supply of western red cedar for shake shingles was severely reduced here on Washington's Olympic Peninsula when cutting the last remaining old-growth timber from the national forest was outlawed. But that hasn't stopped some people from trying. Just off the side of Forest Service Road 2210, in the heart of the Olympic National Forest, is a crime scene. There's no yellow tape or flashing lights, just a stump the size of a Volkswagen. As many as one in every 10 trees cut on the national forest is taken illegally, from small Christmas trees to giant cedars like this one, some 1,200 years old. Jay Webster, a Forest Service law enforcement officer, has been policing the woods for more than 30 years.
Anytime you see an old-growth tree that has been felled, and they butcher them, I mean, they don't even do a good job. There's so much waste in it. It makes you sick. And I'm not an anti-logging person, but these cedar trees are a treasure. They're not going to be there anymore. It's just they're gone.
Timber theft is a major problem in forests all across the country. Cedar in the Northwest, maple and cherry in the Adirondacks, even cactus in the Southwest. And the American taxpayer is on the losing end. The trees are sold and gone for good. The public never sees a dime. The thieves, according to law enforcement officials like Webster, have something in common: a drug addiction, almost always methamphetamines, and a sense of entitlement.
They came from families that traditionally were in the logging industry, and that industry is way different than it used to be. Plus, you get hooked on dope, you need to make money. And if you're doing robberies and burglaries in town, it's not long and you're caught there. So they go to the woods where they feel they have that privacy, that solitude where they can get away with it.
It gives new meaning to the Forest Service slogan, land of many uses. Webster shakes his head and says he's seen it all. Increasingly, big city crime has found its way into the forest, from domestic abuse to gang violence. And he says the fines and jail time for timber theft aren't much of a deterrent.
You know, and frankly, we're not going to lock up a timber theft guy that stole $500 worth of timber for a very long period of time when we've got violent felons locked up.
But a cocky 38-year-old tree thief, a repeat offender, was just locked up for 7.5 years. He laughed about his crime until a prosecutor convinced a judge that the stolen cedars, which sold for $10,000, had greater ecological value than what they fetched at the mill. Special Agent Ann Midden worked that case and increasingly spends much of her time on timber theft.
I'm always amazed that we haven't found somebody dead under a log, you know. I'm always amazed that they actually fell the tree without hurting themselves.
Cutting down huge trees is loud and noticeable labor, but Midden says the thieves work at night and use radios and lookouts.
So they are trying to avoid detection. They don't want to get caught. But when they do get caught, it's almost like they expected it.
Midden and Webster say here in the Olympic National Forest, going after timber thieves is a high priority. But just how tenacious the Forest Service has been about pursuing larger cases has been controversial. Five former Forest Service investigators are preparing to argue in court that their special timber theft unit was disbanded in 1996 to prevent them from working on cases that involved major timber companies. Ann Melly is the Assistant Director of Law Enforcement and Investigations for the Forest Service. While she can't comment on that case, she says the unit was replaced with an agency-wide approach.
Rather than just running around, you know, viewing it as let's run around and catch the crooks, it's let's do the prevention up front. Let's do a better job at contract administration. Let's do a better job at public education. Let's do a better job at administering our permits, having people out in the field of all kinds, Forest Service employees. that will prevent these thefts and all the crimes associated with timber harvesting before they ever occur.
Theft has been reduced on private timberland with locked gates, but Malley says you can't throw a fence around 200 million acres of forest. And she points out that the Forest Service only has about one law enforcement officer per 600 square miles of federal land. While their priority is to protect the public's resource, sometimes when a tree falls illegally in the national forest, nobody does here. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.